All right, we're with Stephen Mershak, who is the Global Business Director for DuPont Cellulosic Ethanol. Steve, you're going to be constructing a cellulosic ethanol plant at Nevada, Iowa, hopefully the first half of this year, or start construction. Give us the details on that plant at Nevada.
Chet, we've purchased land from Lincoln Way Energy, and our intention is to build our 27.5 million-gallon cellulosic ethanol plant adjacent to the Lincoln Way site. We expect to begin construction in the second half of 2012, with the construction cycle taking 12 to 18 months.
What's the relationship you'll have with Lincoln Way Energy as far as usage of products or sharing equipment? What will be the working relationship you'll have with Lincoln Way?
We have some very positive synergies with Lincoln Way. We're looking at utility sharing and also rail siding sharing being the two most formal parts of that agreement. But they're a great neighbor, and they're helping us quite a bit, and we're visiting each other often. So it's been a great relationship, and one of the keys to choosing the Nevada location.
Now, as far as getting the stover collected, getting it to the plant, and then the productivity per acre of stover, what are you looking at as far as collecting it and then productivity on the stover per acre?
In 2011, we worked with about 50 growers within a 30-mile radius of the Nevada plant. We had a very successful development cycle with those growers. We harvested about 7,500 acres. Our goal is to collect about 2 tons of stover per acre. We'll bale that in large rectangular bales and store those bales around at a number of different storage sites in the Nevada area, and then feed those as needed into the plant.
As far as the folks have concern whenever they remove stover from their ground, but yet today you said there would be a lot of advantages of removing stover. What will some of the advantages be getting stover off the ground for the upcoming crop the following year?
Residue management is a critical issue for growers today. They're aware of it. With the producers we worked with, 40, the largest single issue that they were focused on was residue management. Residue can interfere with stand establishment. Farmers till today to manage that issue, but tilling has some issues associated with it, with organic matter loss. So as we study the agronomics and the long-term sustainability of stover collection, we're seeing potential yield benefits. We're also looking at the fertilizer value of the stover and have a lot of new key learnings that we'll be sharing with the farm community in the next few months. And so we see it as a win-win situation. We're going to generate more ethanol that will help America in its quest for energy independence, help develop the rural economy, as well as help the farmer improve their yields and grow more food for America.
And do you see the cellulosic ethanol plants popping up across the Midwest like corn plants did?
Right. Where the yields are appropriate, and we do expect corn yields to increase over time, residue management will be an increasingly important issue. So we anticipate the need for about 320 cellulosic ethanol plants by 2022 to meet the federal mandate for cellulosic ethanol production. So there's a lot of room for growth, and we would not expect a plant to be with overlapping harvest radiuses, but there will be a lot of cellulosic ethanol plants in the future of Iowa and the Midwest.
And my last question, how important will government incentives or programs be to help cellulosic ethanols develop like corn ethanol developed?
The most important issue for us in terms of government policy is the stability of the renewable fuel standard mandate. That is driving the massive investment in technical research into cellulosic ethanol and the future investment in building new plants. So that's the number one priority is to maintain the RFS mandate. We also have a producer tax credit, which is very important as we invest in the first plants, and we have a lot of technical challenges that we've had to overcome, and as we learn to operate more efficiently, similar to the corn ethanol model, that government support is important to us.
Steve, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Chet.
From Pioneers Media Event, I'm Chet Hollingshead.